Ready?
Yep.
So everybody fusses and stresses over who's going to play on what line and what position, and 20 minutes later you got them in the blender. Your thoughts on that?
It didn't work out very well. I don't think we're ready to play. Our puck management, not maybe our decision making, just our execution. Breaking the puck out, and then also on the line entries again. So we were just giving it away so much, and I don't think there was as many poor intentions. It was just execution that didn't happen.
Obviously, your plan A was to start with the lines you had. Those lines you went to in the second period, was that a plan you were going to try down the road anyhow and just thought, why not tonight?
Well, a couple things. We wanted what we started with. That's what the goal was, that was going to work out. And then we also looked at, we won our last five games in a row, and Leon, Connor, Hyman line has been together through that five-game stretch, and we put them together, and then they went, and we felt that things hadn't gone well. We needed to correct things and give us a little momentum, and that's when we changed. It looked good. They score early in the second period, but I don't think we just didn't play enough well enough time.
Coaches typically hate changing a winning lineup, and I guess you alluded, you kind of have to do that with bringing in a couple new guys. It's kind of a weird game, a weird time to bring in two guys. I know you can't control it on the trade deadline, but it's just kind of a weird set of circumstances to me.
No, it's most likely you're on some kind of winning streak if you're adding up the deadline, because you're probably a good team, and most teams are winning more games than they lose. And we just have to figure something out with what we want, and it's tough to evaluate how the lines work together, because I don't think that's the story. I don't think no matter what the lines were at the beginning, it was just coming off a bit of a letdown game where the other night Boston played pretty well and come from behind, emotional high, and then come in here and just, we didn't have the same level of intensity as we did the previous game.
I know it's not the way you wanted it to happen, but was it nice to get Adam Henrique in a few different spots to test drive him and get him maybe comfortable with moving around the line a little bit?
It's good to have those guys. We got to see him. Obviously, we know him a little bit from playing against him. And we had the scouting report and looked at video, and we know what type of player they are. But until you see him on the ice and with your team, you don't really know until then. And we've got a better feeling of them, but like I said, it's tough to evaluate them just because overall, I don't think we played very well as a team.
Thanks, Chris.